So what we're trying to do is to make those kind of real links with our curriculum. So in lessons and some of the topics that we learn, trying to sort of understand about the village and that the village was here. So, you know, when we're looking at the Great Fire of London or the Tudors or the Victorians, that the village was here during all of those kind of periods of history, and using that as an opportunity to reflect on how the village looked, what was happening, and the farming that was going on in and around the village at the time. And really just to kind of filter those bits into the learning that the children do, just to make it really current and make some sort of purposeful to, you know, to their lives and where they live.
I was going to say, with your location and this area being really rural, there must be some of the pupils that you know, from farming families anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a number of farming families or families linked to farming in the school. And I think the one of the great stories I always tell about the school is that there's a child that every now and again arrives at school in the tractor and gets parked at the road and joins us in the playground, which is always good fun. We get lots of tractors then honk their horns as they go past the school and things like that, so the children like looking out for them.
Is it right, the young farmers have sort of assisted you with sort of this project?
Yes. So we had some three young farmers came out a couple of weeks ago to the school to talk to the children. Brought a tractor and the mobile dairy, milk van to just to sort of, you know, a bit of wow for the children when they got a chance to sit on the tractor. And for us, it's really important that our children and us understand that farming's a future as well and could be a career, and try to sort of dispel that myth of, you know, farming is just an old bloke on a tractor with a flat cap and some straw in his mouth, and that actually farming is, you know, technology in farming is, you know, is really important, mathematics and all sorts of different subject areas. It's a really great career to get involved in and an industry to get involved in.
Has anything like this been done at any other, you know, schools, either, you know, locally or further afield as far as you know?
As far as we know, not specifically, no. So we know lots of schools obviously do lots of work with their community, and we felt that this was something new to try to make those links with local farms and farmers, and just to sort of to start this as a new initiative, really, and see where it goes.